Hi there. The word for you today is on four kinds of givers. In Haggai 1 and 6 we read, he earns wages to put into a bag with holes. There are four kinds of givers noted in the Bible, and for the next few days, let's look at each and see what we can learn. First group we'll call bag people, B-A-G, bag people. In the days of Haggai the prophet, the Israelites were so busy making money that they had no time for God. Sound familiar? Of course it does. So God said to them, and I quote, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little, and he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. And then he answers his own question. Because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. What does all that mean? Well, let me try to simplify and bottom line it for you. Here it is. Are you ready? If you want God to be interested in your house, then you need to be interested in his house. If you want God to bless your house, then you need to begin to bless his house. If you want God to provide for your house, then you need to start providing for his house. You say, well, how much should I give? God sets the baseline minimum at 1/10 of your income. That's Malachi 3 and 10. Bring the tithes into the storehouse. Look, whatever you give beyond that baseline will be determined by three things. Number one, your ability. Deuteronomy 16:17 says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. And number two, your desire to reap. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10 says, God will multiply the seed that you have sown, not the seed you keep in your bank account in your barn, but have sown. And number three, your love. Matthew 22:37, here's the biggest giving motivator of all. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.